Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's on a four-game win streak coming into this game today. What do you accredit that to?
Good solid play. I think I've said this before. There hasn't been too many nights where we've been disappointed in our team's effort. I think we've come out and played hard every night. You know, to be honest, I think there was games that we certainly played well enough to come out on top, but for various reasons we didn't. And it's just one of those things. As the season goes on, players get used to their roles, and obviously in terms of how we want to play defensively, I think that's the biggest thing. So they kind of playing good solid defense is going to lead to our chances offensively, and we're seeing that. But obviously young players get more experience, so it's just a combination. We've been putting the puck in the net fairly consistently, which has really helped.
Well, last night, Minnesota State got on the board quickly in that first period, a fluky goal. But talk about how your team responded after that.
Really good. Like I said to you last, I thought our leadership in that point was really, really good. Emily Berglund was really vocal, and Emma, of course, and AJ, and they set the tone. And Bergie's kind of, I mentioned she was denied initially, but she wasn't going to be denied that next time. She made a great individual effort. And certainly, you get to that point where you tie the game, you just feel better about the situation, and we kind of went from there.
Well, you mentioned Berglund and her tenacity after MSU scored that fluky goal. Then Paige would set up Emma for that game-winning goal later on. Nice to see Emma get on the scoreboard, but obviously that talks about her leadership out on the ice.
Oh, no question. That was a goal that all three on that line played a part in. Claire came through really from our end, came up the ice with speed and got the puck deep and won a puck battle, got it over to Paige, and Paige made a real nice play at the side of the net to find Emma all alone. And I thought Emma just showed a lot of patience there. She didn't pull the trigger, and she knew she had the time, and she kind of waited for their goalie to drop and just put it up over her arm.
I had a chance to visit with Abby Haluska after yesterday's game, and she's been a bit snake bit. She's third on the team with shots on goal of 56, only has scored three goals. But I talked to her, and I was surprised to know that she was pretty aware of how many shots on goal she's had and how few of goals she's had, but how excited it was to see her finally get on the scoreboard and a special teams goal at that.
Yeah, well, no question. That was our first power play of the game. It was in the third period. We had a one-goal lead, and we challenged them. Hey, make a difference. We've got a great opportunity here to stretch that lead. Just a great entry by Emily Berglund. She has her head up, and Abby has the wherewithal to one-time it. She realized where the play, the situation. She didn't stop it, and some of the issues she's had is she's stopped it and she's dusted it one time, and that's all it takes for goalies at this level to get square, make a save, or a defenseman to get a stick on a puck, and so that happens. You start fighting it, but it was great to see Abby just one-time it, and it was even better to see it go in the net for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it extended our lead, but for her personally to finally get a puck in the back of the net, I'm sure a bit of a weight off her shoulders. And like I told her, now she can get going on a streak and get another one or two today.
Your special teams are great. We mentioned that power play goal, but your penalty kill was 3-for-3 last night. They continue to dominate and be very strong in this league. How important is that in the WCHA?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. You win the special teams battle, 90% of the times you're probably going to come out on top of the game. And certainly that was the case last night. Our penalty kill was huge, especially in the second period. After they had tied the game and maybe had a little momentum, we have to kill two in a row. And while we weren't perfect in our execution in terms of how we wanted to kill, we got it done. We blocked some shots. We had some good sticks and kept the score 2-2. We score late in the period to go up 3-2, and then we have a big kill later in the third period, and I don't know if they ever even got a shot on that. And again, that's a credit to that kill unit, and certainly Riley Fawcett, at least two big blocks there that just kind of fire everybody up.
Lauren Bench last night, after giving up that first goal, that was just a weird, strange bounce, but she shook it off and played pretty good last night. She didn't have to see a lot of shots, but how do you think she played?
Well, I thought really good after in that first period, because that's when I thought Mankato really had quite a few grade A chances, and she made some big stops. And I got a little scrambly there in the second period. Some pucks looked like they were behind her, and she was looking back. And I know that's where she got some help. I know Bailey Wright was one time down there, pulled a puck off the goal line. There were some scrambles around her. But she went out there again in the third period, just didn't have to see a lot of shots. I think they only had three, but you know, obviously nothing got by her. That's the bottom line. Is she you know, held them to the two goals, and we were, you know, we get the win.
I know one of your team goals was to be in the top four, at least halfway through the season and at the finish. What other team goals has your team accomplished here in this first half?
Well, we don't have a lot of goals. You know, we want to keep getting better every time out, whether it's a practice or game. You know, this group has done a tremendous job all year long, and they come and work hard in practice, and I felt we've made strides every time out as a team. And we know we want to be playing our best hockey come the end of the year, but, you know, every year, every season, you're always going to have, you know, key games, important moments, and this is certainly an opportunity. You know, not like your season's over if you lose, but, you know, you have an opportunity to put yourself 3 points ahead of Duluth with the same number of games, and then our next time out will be against Duluth in terms of league play. So, and that's the bottom line is you know, we're not going to be happy if we got fourth now. That's it. Hey, we're gonna go after who's ever in front of us after that. And if we can get ourselves after this weekend, Kelly, you know, in a spot where we're in fourth place, now our destiny's in our own hands. We don't need to rely on anybody. Let's just go out and take care of business and not only stay where we're at, but maybe we can catch people in front of us. But again, today's another opportunity. We want to go out and play hard. We got a great opportunity, like I said, to not just leapfrog Duluth, but also finish this 2017 portion on a high. And you know, certainly everybody's going to have a good Christmas break, but it's always a little better when you win that last game going into it.
Most definitely. Last question for you, Coach. How do the Scanlons celebrate Christmas?
Oh, well, we're going to be exciting. Bree and Benner are going to be home. They're coming on the 19th of December, so we're going to be here through the 23rd. And they're going to head to the cities, and we're going to head west to Cindy's family's home up in Forest River, North Dakota, and spend a couple of days up there. And then it's on the recruiting trail to watch hockey after that. So we'll enjoy our time off, though.
What's the schedule for the players as far as break?
Well, you know, I think some of them will leave after today's game, and then, you know, the rest would probably take off tomorrow, and they don't have to be back here till December 30th. We'll practice on the 30th. I believe the men play the 29th and 30th, so who knows, maybe some will come back the 29th to catch that Friday game. But we'll practice the 30th, the 31st, the 1st, and then we jump right back into play on January 2nd, which is a little weird. It's a Tuesday-Wednesday series. In fact, the Wednesday game, I think, is at noon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be a bit different, but it's, you know, 16 very well-deserved days off, and you know, hopefully they'll just go and enjoy themselves, relax, and spend a lot of time with friends and family.
Coach, good luck today.
Thanks, Kelly.